Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sideshow Garden Podcast.
It's another Friday afternoon. You are tuned to another episode of the Sideshow. You would not believe it if I told you, but there are days, you know this, you heard the shows at the start of the year, and I was a little bit, how'd you say, melancholy. Melancholic? Is that even a correct word? I had an element of that about me. I wasn't in bad humour. I was in good humour, but I was just a little bit, start of the year, needed a cup of coffee, But on today's show, we have something just that little bit different. We have some news, but it's good news, and I hope you like it. In the meantime, before we get there, at Sideshow on Twitter, facebook.com/TheSideshow and Sideshow.com. And if you wish to and you have a podcast provider, namely iTunes, please do go leave a rate and review. And in exchange for that, I will give you an invisible, a virtual, not a real one. Not really, you don't want one of them. I'll smell of trees. It'll be a scentless hug in exchange for you leaving a rate and review and saying, Peter, I like the cut of your jib, as my mother would have said. I like what you do. I like your swagger. You should go do that. Press that middle button on your phone. This will keep playing and we'll talk away. In the meantime, our guest on today's show is Melinda Maservi. She is the owner, the proprietor, did I even just about say that correctly, of Time and Place, T-H-Y-M-E. Isn't that quite smart? In Salt Lake City, Utah. Melinda, you're very welcome. Welcome to the Sideshow. How are you?
Hi, Peter. I'm great. How are you?
I am absolutely fantastic, as my good friend Kevin Rowe would say. Melinda, for those who are not aware, let's break this down if we can. Bobby Brown, what is Time and Place Salt Lake City?
Time and Place is a new store in Salt Lake. It's a garden-themed shop where we offer goods and services and space for people to experience gardening, whatever their demographic, whatever their experience in gardening is, and we try to make it easy and accessible and fun.
Hey, we're already there at the Skinny Jean Gardner Lee, former guest of the show. We're at that level already, and fun and humor and a little bit of wit while still propagating plants is hugely important. Let's get down to the crux of it. How long are you in business, Melinda?
I think about 3 months now, so not long at all.
So congratulations, you're just a baby.
That's true, yes. As a business, we are absolutely just a baby.
In short, what did you do before you owned a three-month-old business that is Time, T-H-Y-M-E, Time and Place?
I did business and data analysis driven by, business and process improvement driven by data analysis, which is, I don't know if that makes any sense.
None.
But my niece still likes to think that I was just a spy because I traveled. It allowed me to travel a lot.
I don't mean to categorize you, but were you one of them that essentially lived out of a suitcase, worked 72 hours per day, lived in a hotel, and jetted all the way across the world and back again and rarely saw home? Were you at that kind of a level?
Yes. That's what I did. Because the projects that I worked on were global, I'd be maybe in Singapore for 2 days, and then I'd go to London for 2 days, and then I'd go to India for 3 weeks, and then I'd come back home for a week. And even when I was home, I was on the phone. And I think 72 hours is probably not as many hours as they worked, because it was just constant work. It was good, great opportunities, great life experience. But it was a lot of work.
Do you get that kind of, how do you say it? Because I've done the hotel living thing. I remember going to Leash for 1 day with a good friend of mine, Stuart Sharpless, and I arrived in Cork, I think, 10 days later, having never seen home, got an exchange of a suitcase and flew to Germany and then went to London and then back to Dublin 3 weeks later. Were you kind of at that level?
Oh, yes, I was. Well, especially the last 3 years of the company that I was at, there was one time, Peter, I was on a flight because I was on this flight and I woke up, I was sleeping through it, obviously. I woke up and I swear I could not, I was comfortable. I knew I was on a plane. I couldn't for a second remember where I was flying from and where I was flying to. It was just, I was so used to it. So yes, I was constantly traveling. And when I wasn't, I would be on calls until, let's say, midnight, go to sleep, wake up at 5 a.m. for another, you know, conference call, and things would have changed overnight because, you know, all the stuff that's happening in London. So it was a very intense, very high pressure work environment. And it was great. Like I said, great life experiences and opportunities, but it was full on.
If you don't mind me asking this, but was, I guess, one of the reasons why you set up Time and Place, was it to have a base and a place and a job called home where you, for the first time in, let's say, 10 odd years, got to make a cup of coffee, put it down on the counter, go to work, come back, and that cup was where you left it, something that I would most probably get into trouble for. And there are wives and women and ladies all across the country laughing out loud at this, saying, yes, that is my man. Was there an element of that in the reason why you set up this place?
I think so. Yeah, I think that's fair. I mean, I needed to sort of change my life a little bit and have it be a little less intense. And when you set up your own business, anybody will tell you that you work harder than you've ever worked in your life. And I am working as hard as I've ever worked in my life, but it's, now I have a kind of a place to call home. But the other reason is I believe plants make people happy. Plants have always made me happy. When I was living in London, I had to move from one flat to another in order to have some green space and a garden. So I've also changed, partly because I wanted to have a place to call home, but partly because I wasn't really happy, and I had made pretty good money. I was in a position where I'd made really good money, actually, and I had a lot of really great shoes. And I didn't matter. None of it. It just hit a point where I didn't get to enjoy and be happy. And I wanted to take some time in my life to do that. And so I figured, hey, you know, I took a huge pay cut, but be happy.
Did you say shoes? Did I hear you correctly?
Yes, I have a wall of shoes.
You, my God, Fiona Kelly is sitting in her allotment in North County Dublin, and she is saying, I've just heard the woman of my dreams on the Sod Show. Let me put Fiona's language to this, and if I can, Melinda, are they sexy shoes, as she would call them?
Yes.
Right. Okay.
I suspect.
I'm not going to get. This is not a podcast about shoes, and I am. I take a size 13 shoe. I've got Irish potato hands, and we'll just cut that one entirely there. We'll end up. I don't know, in a place where my brain just won't be able to cope that, and where would you put two cups into my hand, and I'm nearly confused. Let's sidetrack on here. How big is the shop? Are you a garden center? Are you, what is it?
Okay. So we're open from 11 to 6 every day, but Monday. And but in the evenings we'll often do workshops. We're not really a nursery per se. I don't have a setup like that at this point, though. I would love to have a greenhouse at some point, and come spring we'll open up the front. So when you walk in, there's pots and there's plants and there's, you know, other odds and ends and bits and bobs, as you would say, that you can get that are primarily garden themed. We'll have more perennials out. Well, we'll have perennials out front and pots to choose from. In fact, I'm really excited. I've got pots coming from Kew Gardens. I'd love to get like a kiosk with coffee so people can sit and just enjoy. When you walk in, most people respond the way that I want them to, which is, this is great. You know, I aim to create a very welcoming and warm feeling and be very, you know, real with people.
I kind of tried to do a little bit of research on the shop itself, Melinda, and what I got was kind of like, if you'll allow me put it this way, a quirky little bit of a store where I'd almost get lost, find something for anybody, number one. Number two, I also kind of found you a little bit of like a garden center, but one that operated kind of more to the interior side of it. But at the same token, I also kind of couldn't put my finger on it. And my head is kind of wondering, have I got that picture kind of right? Something for everybody, but then a little bit, I won't say quirky is the wrong word, but of intrigue.
I would hope so. I'd like to think so. I try to bring in things that you're not going to find at the box stores. So there's a boutique element to it. in that way. But I also don't want it to be exclusive feeling. I want people to feel, like you say, maybe something for everyone. So, and you don't have to be an expert gardener to walk in. So in a way, I kind of don't want it to be too easy to explain, because it may evolve, and B, I do want it to be different, and I want people to wonder when they walk in and sort of get excited about how it feels.
Are you kind of a little bit of an Aladdin's cave with a horticultural kind of edge to it? Is it the back of the wardrobe kind of thing? Is there does that sum it up a little bit better?
I think I like the way you just described it. Yeah, that's fun. You know, as long as there's a sort of a plant theme, and there's a positive feeling, then you know, almost anything goes there. So we'll do workshops, which is coming up, to leaf making, to terrariums. We'll have some focus on air plants as well. So with all that, the common theme is plants and learning and growing. So learning, growing, and plants.
That's a nice way to put it. Let's go a sidetrack sideways, Melinda, because you are obviously based in Salt Lake City, and I am not, let's put it that way. How did you come across the Sod Show originally?
Gardenista.com. So I hit a point where I knew I wanted to open a shop, that I wanted to be plant related, and I don't have that education background. So I started listening to and just getting obsessed with gardening, obviously, when I wasn't at work. And I used to drive a lot. So I was driving to and from the office or traveling, and I was listening to all the to the podcasts that cover gardening, and came across the Sod Show, which, you know, obviously I'm a big fan.
You've kind of been listening for a lot longer than 3 months. I say a lot longer than 3 months. How far back do you go with it?
I think I tuned in around February or March of 2016. So I've been plotting this for a while. I hit a point in work that I knew I wanted to make a change. I didn't leave until August, but I would just listen to a garden podcast and read and research and plot. No pun intended.
None taken at all. No offense either. Okay, well let's go to the next bit. We did say there was a little bit of news in there somewhere. What is the next stage and what's happening?
The next stage and what's happening. So February's got lots of fun things coming up, but I think what we're really talking about is getting ready for spring and March, and the next phase is St. Patrick's Day. Well, Peter, I would like it if you would come out and talk to some of the folks in Salt Lake City. I'm offering an invitation to you. Yeah.
For those of you who are unaware, this discussion has already taken place. Just to confirm this on your behalf, Melinda, invitation accepted. The Sod Show is heading to Salt Lake City to do the live show for approximately 8 days in total, live from Salt Lake City.
So you're coming out. Sod Show will be here. We've got some great guests lined up who will be doing both workshops from the shop, and that will also have you interview live, probably similar to what you did with Bloom Fringe. Not to mention the Irish Sessions and the St. Patrick's Day Parade, and it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm in, you know, the process of confirming sponsors and talking with different local people who've already been doing this type of work, gardening in the community that I hope will come on and want to be highlighted.
So what's the lineup, Melinda? What have we got on the go planned? Who are the guests? I think we're doing two live shows in total, is it?
That's the plan at this point. We have got Paul Twigg coming from University of Nebraska, Kearney. He is a biology professor, and he's going to do some talks on plants and the biology of gardening, really. And we've got a couple coming up from Torrey who are started an apple ranch and are putting together a cidery. There's a brilliant woman who has done a book on air plants, who also is, we're talking with her about coming up. Her name is Vanita Fang. Al Dean, the punk rock farmer, who is on KRCL's Radioactive every Friday night, has also agreed to be a part of the event. And I've got wonderful people who've been working with me the High Floral Company. I'm hoping to get Jody, who does terrariums. So everything from sort of some of the probably the bigger names in the established horticulture world, but also a lot of the folks locally. I'm in the process of reaching out to some of our, well, to Wasatch Community Gardens and also to Red Butte Garden. It's sort of an introduction to not just time and place within our own community because we are so new, but it's an opportunity for you to highlight the people who are in our own community here. And I think it's a really good fit because I love the way that you allow anybody that you talk to tell a story and be sort of on a common plane, whether they're, you know, a Chelsea Flower Show gold winner or, you know, someone who's doing a bamboo, you know, garden out in the West Cork Garden Trail. So it's sort of an introduction of the Sod Show to Salt Lake, but it's also a highlight of a lot of the wonderful people in Salt Lake that make us kind of a funky, weird, quirky, but great community. It's going to be a full lineup and it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah. Okay. Right. Well, that's the, yeah. Well, hold on a second. See, when, and I know there was a conversation beforehand just to explain this. I know you're listening at home. And by the way, I should add, this is Melinda's first time ever on the radio, number one. And number two, if you want to know what that is like and how Melinda is doing, I would suggest you, when this is over, go backtrack about 3-4 episodes ago and you'll see a lady by the name of Tara Maloney from White Dove Nurseries based in Limerick. And that introduction, although Tara, I guess, kind of morphed into a state of calm, or a better state of calm, the intro, the first 3 minutes, will just give you an idea when somebody puts you on the spot how it all happens. And I should add, Melinda is doing extremely, extremely well. We've been here before, people. Yeah, don't all laugh at the one time. That's the first part of it. The second part of that, however, is when, I guess, I hear it played back in my ears that you'll never guess what, this is actually happening, and here's what is happening. Kind of puts the shoe literally on the other foot, a sexy shoe, I should add, a shoe nonetheless. We're kind of at that level. That's the main crux of what's happening, I guess, around St. Patrick's Day, and it's about 3 days before, which is March 17th, so about the 12th, 13th, up until about the 20th odd is what we're talking there. For further details, literally, go and hit up Time and Place, T-H-Y-M-E, Time and Place on Twitter. She's on the Facebook. And if you're unsure and you're stuck for any of that, at Sod Show on Twitter, facebook.com/TheSodShow or sodshow.com. Just stick in Time and Place and the whole lot will come up. There's a lot of stuff that's happening around and on the peripherals of that, Melinda. Is that a fair way to put it? I guess, how would you call it? Stuff that is a little bit still, I'll call it work, but maybe not work.
On the periphery, there's a car alarm going out. On the periphery, there's going to be events before and after. There will be workshops throughout each of the days. Bringing together people that I know and people that I don't know that I'm trying to get to know. For music and for gatherings and
So number one, if you are listening to this and you are Irish, of Irish descent, or nonetheless even just like a good pint of Guinness, we are having a couple of meetups on the day. Send Melinda a note. She has the full itinerary of where I will be and what I'm doing and where I am going. But I believe there are a couple of evenings, Melinda, where Guinness may be served. Is that a fair way to put that?
Absolutely. I think it's going to be wrong if we don't. So we will hit a couple of the Irish pubs. We might even do a little bit of that at Time and Place. Although we have to be very careful with the liquor laws in Salt Lake City. There will still be private parties, and those private parties will be open to anybody.
Now we have you on a point here. I spoke to Chris from my new favorite podcast. He is at I Am Salt Lake. He's the I Am Salt Lake podcast. And I asked him, number one, what was root beer, or is it root beer? And number two, what is liquor, and is it spelt L-I-C-K-E-R or spelt like liqueur?
And it is spelled like liqueur, but it's just anything with alcohol.
Okay.
It's not a, yeah.
Yeah, we're not too fussy from this neck of the woods. As St. Patrick's Day goes, you just to note this, it is the 17th of March, logically, and has been since St. Patrick's Day began. You'll have to Wikipedia that one to find out the full thing on where it all started there. But you celebrate that, or at least your parade is on the 18th. To clarify that, for those of you outside of Ireland, it is a public holiday in Ireland. It is not in Salt Lake, so it tends to go towards the weekend. Which day do I have off? Do I have official St. Patrick's Day off, or do I have official Utah St. Patrick's Day off?
There will be parties and festivities on both days.
Okay, I have literally just met the best boss I could ever ask for in the world. You're 3 months in business. It is all kind of new. And I often said about my own when I went out on my own, I think there was the fifth month in business. It rained for the entire month of May heading into June, 5 weeks solid. And my head, I remember, was against the pane of glass in the downstairs bedroom that I was renting in North County Dublin, and I kind of banged my head off it and went, you know, what are you doing? And equally then, 5 weeks later, the sun comes out and the call comes in for, I guess, what set me up, one of the nicest contracts. It wasn't so much money-esque that I was chasing, but it was more so that was the catalyst for a lot of people saying he did a really good job on that. Let's hire him to do something for us on a grander scale. Have you had elements of that? How is business? What's the response in the community been so far?
I've had several nights where I haven't slept, or I've been pretty freaked out because it's a huge change. Business has been, I would say, better than I expected over Christmas. Super quiet in January. I feel like the community has been really receptive and open. There may be one or two who are, sort of looking at me quietly and wondering what in the heck am I doing. I don't know, but I think that's normal and okay. And I sort of made space in my business model and plan to let it be slightly imperfect at the beginning, and then to learn from what went well and what doesn't go well, and then make some adjustments and changes. I wouldn't say I'm flying by the seat of my pants, because I do have a business plan and a model, but at the same time, I've not done it before, so I don't know what to expect, and it is a bit different from what's been done before as well. And again, so it's hard to know what to expect. I think once February, March, spring hits, things are going to get busy. It's a great neighborhood that we're in. It's a really up and coming place. I've got fantastic neighbors on either side, and it's also based, it's right between, it's on 900 South, for those who are in Salt Lake listening. It's between, it's close to Pig and Jelly Jar, next to Veneto, close to Art House. There's an ice cream store going in next door, and we're somewhere between the east and the west, and which is, in Salt Lake City speak, kind of a demographically speaking, ties the community together.
Well, Melinda Maservi, what can I say? Number one, congratulations on the new business. Nothing you have said is nothing that I have not been true before, if that makes any sense at all. But I do genuinely wish you all the best, number one. And number two, I look forward to seeing you pre-St. Patrick's Day when I arrive in Salt Lake City. I genuinely cannot wait to get there. And if you are in the area, at Sideshow on Twitter or at Time and Place, just search them on the Twitter or the Facebook. They'll literally come up for you. And if you're stuck for anything, again, at Sideshow on Twitter, facebook.com/TheSideshow or sideshow.com. It will all be there for you. This is probably the first podcast to be played, I should add, from Salt Lake City, or with Salt Lake City in mind, that is not sponsored by Jed's Barbershop or Olio Skin Products. But Chris, if you're listening, I look forward to shaking your hand, and the first pint of Guinness is on me. I need to get some butter for my beard. That seems to be a big thing in Salt Lake City. I need to get a fake Irish beard and travel into Salt Lake City, and let's see if we can get some stuff for that. Melinda, thank you so much for your time. I look forward to seeing you shortly, my dear.
Thanks, Peter. I look forward to having you here.
Can't wait. It's going to be a cracker, isn't it?
I think so. Yep.
you think so?
I've no doubt. It's going to be a blast.
Have I got it? Do you seem slightly nervous now that I've just told you that you've booked my flights and I'm actually going across?
I'm nervous anyway, just because I have not been on I've not been recorded in this way before. And yeah, I mean, it's kind of a big, if you asked me a year ago, or even back in March, I was not even sure when or where the shop would be. And I'd be listening to the Sod Show, sort of doing notes or working in the garage, you know, on the weekend, and write down, oh, I can dig this. Oh, Ron Jimmy, wow, he's cool. Or, you know, different things. If you told me that I was A, talking to you, and B, on the Sod Show at all, much less having you out to do a show from my shop, I would just, it's bonkers. But hey, it's fun, right?
Well, it's a little bit different. Let's call it that. It's a little bit different, but it's good, Melinda. These are the sexiest pair of shoes you ever had.
Yes, yes. I feel like there's going to be, I feel like I'm going to have the best shoes on the entire, like my feet are going to be hurting by the end of the week, but that's okay. It's going to be fun. I'll send a picture of the wall.
Of which wall?
The wall of shoes. Yeah.
Send it to Fiona Grows Food on Twitter and just tell her I said.
Okay.
In the meantime, Melinda Maservi, thank you so much for your time. It's been a pleasure to have you on the show. Ladies and gentlemen, to you listening at home, thank you so much. At Sod Show on Twitter, facebook.com/TheSodShow and sodshow.com. We've said it before and we say it again, you know, it's the guests who come on the show that make it. But more than that, it's you. It's you that listens. And it's you that listens also saying, not so much to me, but to the guest, you know, hey, high five, well done, along those lines. I say high five, you know, that's the American thing. If it was an Irish guy at the end of the phone, you'd be saying something like, give him a kick up the arse, wouldn't you? No, shake his hands. I don't know. Tell him I said, how are you? It'd be along those lines. It changes slightly, doesn't it? It does. Okay, that's it. We're all but out of time. Thanks so much for listening, folks. Take care. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next week.
My name's Chris Hollifield.
And I'm Chrissy Shelley.
You know, Chrissy, we always talk about how great Olio products are here on the podcast. I'm always chatting about their beard oils, the beard washes, the beard balms, because I'm a lover of beards.
And so am I, which makes me so happy that you have one. But I also love their skin products, because it makes my face baby butt smooth.
Edges, old man Garvin, was also a tenor. And my father was a tenor, and the Kulak Musical Society used to sing. And when Edge's father and my old man used to get together, they would kind of, things would go off, you know what I'm saying? And I am remembering this second, my father going down Madison Avenue in New York late at night, 1 o'clock, with the Edge's old man, both of them pissed his farts, singing the duet from the Silver Fish. This is Kite, this is for Bob Goose.
Showcasing local talent, professionals, and everyday people making Salt Lake City what it is today. It's time for another episode of the I Am Salt Lake podcast.
This episode of the podcast is sponsored by Jed's Barbershop. Go get a haircut, a beard trim, or even a straight razor shave. Jed's Barbershop is open 7 days a week.
it. We're good.
Thanks, Peter.